Before she let me inside her for the first time, I would masturbate to her. Only her. At first, the thought of her lips, their soft fullness, sent me over the edge immediately. The thought of rubbing my head over them, coating them in pre-cum, gently parting them and pushing inside. I couldn't even tolerate those thoughts. They were too much. Just the image of her lips could make me cum. Then it was her hands, small and delicate, long fingered. I had built up some tolerance to her at this point. I could picture those fingers disappearing into her cunt, pinching her nipples, dragging one finger up my length. Then her body, not even her naked body, just her shape. I imagined her in a wet dress that would cling to her long curves, drawn out, not compressed or hourglass by any means, but beautiful curves, and hers, all hers. That was back then, before I knew her, before I loved her, and now I wish I could just tell her. I wish I could look her in the eyes and just say it. Just say those three little words that could make her stay. Make her stay with me, next to me, under me, just anywhere near me. Instead, I climb on top of her. I slot myself between those slim, beautiful thighs, press into that place that I have no right to be. I hold her as she shakes beneath me, crush her with my weight as I come, hoping and praying that she tastes in my sweat and feels in my weight and hears in my groans what I'm trying to say, what I can't say. I fuck her. God, that sounds ridiculous. Instead of facing her, seeing her, talking to her, I fuck her. Hard and deep. I lose myself in her. Hurt her with how badly I need our boundaries to disappear. Pulling her legs over my shoulders. Digging my teeth into the flesh of her shoulder. Deaf to her cries of pain or of pleasure as I pulse and throb at the knowledge that no man has ever been this deep in her before. Reduced her down like this. My mind is a blur. Ego surrenders to id. I can't stop till she's nestled into my side, sound asleep and full of my cum. The next morning, I'm guilty, but I can't stay away. I roll her sleeping form till she's prone beneath me. Press remorseful kisses to those bruises and bites that are blossoming. She wakes up as my tongue probes the swollen, puffy folds of her cunt. More often than not, my cum is still oozing out of her. I pull it out with my fingers, smear it over the backs of her thighs, marking her. She hisses, tries to rock away as my tongue laves over the hypersensitive flesh. But I can't let her get away. I just can't. I suck and lap at her clit until she comes, shivering and weakly moaning. That's how I apologize for my selfishness the night before. Tracing "I'm sorry" into her fold. Kissing her like a lover. My fingers paint gentle circles over her inner thighs. I press kisses to them as she comes down. I know it's stupid to come inside a girl like her so often. No matter how careful we are, it's risky. I know that. but I can't fucking help it. I roll my hips forward till I'm as deep as she can take me, her legs pressed together, straddling the backs of her thighs. I feel the animal from the night before rear up inside me, but I suppress it. I jog my hips slow and shallow, pressing kisses into her shoulders, watching with some primally male satisfaction as she grips the sheets and shakes with overstimulation. She comes. My name escapes her lips in a broken cry, and my teeth meet her shoulder as I fill her again. The beard scratches I leave on that delicate, fucking paper-thin skin of her inner thighs. She says, laughing, that she likes it. She likes the reminder of what we did. I say it's sacrilege, debasement. An unskilled artist wildly throwing red paint on what was already the most perfect painting human hands can form. The bruises on her hips from when I lose myself and grip her so tightly in the moment of climax are a testament to my brutality and her gentleness. When I'm in control, it's rough and brutal and primal. She is my antithesis. My hands grip her waist as she rides me, her hips working slow and unpracticed. She laughs when our noses bump, holds my face gently in her tiny hands. Her face contorts as she comes, the pad of my thumb rubbing over her clit. Her hips buck away from the overstimulation, and I pull her down onto me all the way, stretching her open as she clenches and quivers. I love it. But I hate not pressing her down and holding her. I feel like I could lose her when she's on top, like a strong gust of wind could carry her away. She is lightness. I am weight. That is how it is, maybe how it should be. She dances and skims over the surface of life. Everyone sees her, but no one feels her weight. I've been in one place for so long, it's like a gravity well has formed around me. I pull her into me. I crush her into the mattress. I want to weigh her down, and it is so goddamn selfish of me. I will never admit this in the cold light of day, but whenever we fuck, right after I've finished, when I've still got my cock inside her and my hand in her hair, holding her in place, making her take my cum. I hope that it takes. I hope, just for a split second, that her slim body will swell and transform, that she'll finally need me like I need her, that she'll become heavy and slow, tied to the earth, no longer that light, carefree girl. Other men will look at her and know she is claimed mine forever. How does a man tell a girl he loves her except like this? Tell me. No one ever told me. I tell her that she's mine, that she's safe, that I've got her. She can let go. She can grip me tighter. It won't hurt me, but I can't say, you know. When we're spent and exhausted, and she looks up at me from her place on my chest and tells me that she loves me, the words fall from her so easily that I almost can't believe her. If it weren't for the sincerity in her voice, I probably wouldn't. I gulp. Hear my throat. Try to claw the words out. I grumble and stutter. She smiles, tells me to go to sleep. She knows that I love her. That's all that matters.